The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
50 years of heritage here in North Buffalo, and the festival is going to be starting up next week. I mean, just talk about the significance for you with this festival and just what this all means for you.
Oh, it's overwhelming for me, to be honest. The tradition of keeping it alive for 50 years is a really huge milestone, of course, for all of us. But with, you know, without my board, we wouldn't be able to continue this. So I have a fantastic board. Everybody's great. And it is an emotional for me. That whole weekend will be emotional for me, but it'll be awesome to see everybody, to have family, friends and meet new people coming out this year.
Today was the day that you get a trailblazing sign to recognize this festival in particular right along Hurdle Avenue here. What does that mean for you?
Oh, that's amazing for me. We're dedicating Hurdle Avenue as Italian Festival Way. We brought it back to Hurdle Avenue after a couple different other places. We bring it back because it's a street festival and it's home. This is home. Hurdle Avenue is home, and it's great. And I'm thankful to all the residents in North Buffalo, the businesses in North Buffalo on Hurdle Avenue, because without them saying okay, we wouldn't be able to. So we greatly appreciate all of them.
I know that one of the big talking points this year in particular has been safety around a lot of these public festivals. I know that there were some fight issues with Juneteenth weekend. I know that there's been some other gatherings where there's been other incidents. I mean, when it comes to this festival in particular, how are you preparing for security, for safety of the public at large in order to ensure that everyone is safe no matter who comes down?
Well, we've hired our own security, and we also are working very closely with Buffalo Police Department to make sure we have enough security on the street, side streets and everything. So we feel very confident that we will be successful with no incidents.
Well, have you learned anything over the years that have kind of helped geared you and the board towards making this even more safer than it is? And is there anything maybe that you're learning from other festivals that maybe people you talk to about increasing security or making sure that there's no other wrongdoings or anything of that sort?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. We, you know, people don't realize that all festivals kind of talk to each other, you know, and yes, we increased our security, our private security, again, and along with Buffalo Police Department, increased with them. But we as a whole, we're changing certain things. You know, our security will be walking around constantly. You will see them in the mix of the whole thing, whether it's on the sidewalk, in the middle of the street, you'll see Buffalo Police here. So, you know, we just want everybody to have a good time. This is just about socializing, having fun, and being together. So that's what we look forward to. And our security team and that is all ready for it. We've already had our discussions, so we're all set.
I know that there's been discussions among some of the safety protocols with some of these festivals about certain age restrictions when it comes to certain hours of the evening. Is that anything that you or the board have thought about for whether it be this year's festival or for years to come down the road, given teen fights in particular?
Well, we don't have an age requirement. Everybody's welcome. You know, again, our security will keep an eye on everything that's going on. If there is an issue, we would be notified immediately. But we are looking forward to, like I said, a safe one, safe festival for everybody. The only thing we will be asking this year is no dogs allowed, because it is very hot for them. Their paws in that is, you know, it's hot. It's hot for the animals. It's hot for us. So it's really hot for them. It's twice as hot for them. So that will be the only thing, you know, no dogs allowed. But there'll be a couple posts going out on that to let everybody know. So.
All right. Well, the last thing I'll ask you is just when you're looking ahead to the 2025 Italian Heritage Festival here in North Buffalo, what excites you the most about this festival?
Seeing everybody. It really does. Seeing everybody, enjoying the entertainment, walking around, enjoying food. Like, just, I get to see friends I haven't seen in a while. I get to meet new friends. I get to meet new vendors. We have vendors coming from out of town, you know, so that have never been here before. They're so looking forward to coming here. So it's great. And that's what I look forward to, just seeing everybody and being a part of it.
Very good. Judy, anything else you want to add that we haven't talked about?
Everybody, just please come and enjoy yourself. That's all.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.